Hey, it's I'm Teed Off, lighthearted look at the world of golf. I'm your host, the god of golf, Joey McGrain. I nailed it. Now I can shut up and listen to the words. All right, turn it up.
Don't want no hackers to get my way. The boys and me got a big NASCAR going. We were born to drive.
Sam, would you like to try to win a free round to Fox Hollow in Newport Richey?
Sure, why not, man?
All right, they surveyed junior golfers. Sports Illustrated surveyed the junior golfers, you know, anywhere from 8 to 18. They asked them, have you ever carried two drivers like Phil Mickelson during a competitive round? Was the answer yes or no? They asked these little kids if they carry two drivers like Phil. What was the better percentage, yes or no?
I'm gonna have to go with yes.
No, who the heck's going to carry two? Phil's the only knucklehead. Have you ever carried two?
No, I can't say that I have.
All right, well, here's the. I'll give you the stats. 93% said no, 7% yes. So no round for you, but thanks for playing.
Now, why are you still playing? I mean, you travel millions of miles year after year, and you keep playing this crazy game.
Well, when God loans you a talent, you've got to use it. There's nothing worse than when you see somebody in life who has a talent and they never use it. And I see that quite a lot. People who are very talented in a certain field just don't continue, or they throw it away, or they drink, or they do something, and or they get too fat and they just ruin their lives.
So, well, you're not talking about me, are you, Gary?
Oh, I'd hate to travel. Look at this. You've got to have a lot of guts to play this game. I want to tell you, if you and I travel together, I'd take care of the damn breakfast. You'd take care of the dinners.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I don't miss many meals, I'll tell you that.
You're a champ with a knife and fork. I can see that.
I've closed down a few buffets in my time. Gary Player, thank you very much for joining us on the call.
That's right. Bubba Watson, how y'all doing?
Well, we're doing fine, Bubba. I'm surprised that you would call us, given the fact that when we were at the Transitions Championship, you didn't want to talk to us.
Well, it was Joey. I like you, Frank. I like Carolyn. I just don't like Joe.
What is it about Joey you don't like?
He's fat.
Well, that's not fair.
Yeah, that's the only reason?
That's it. Only reason I don't like him, he's a big fat swallow.
All right, well, you shouldn't be judging a man, you know, by how much he weighs.
How you want me to judge him? You tell me how you want me to judge him. Little skinny Frank, little skinny Geraldine, big fat you.
You know what? The rule should be, if you play softball, you got to play in a dress, and I'd be okay with that. Then I'd have no problem with you and your friends pitching underhand. None
so you
all.
Want to watch a bunch of guys in dresses?
First of all,
softball?
I wouldn't watch guys play anything but baseball. What softball is for girls. The side split is so if you want all four, you get them. If you only need two, then we'll give two away to someone, two away to another person.
No, it's a four pack.
Oh, so they have to take four.
Well, they don't have to take four, but it's just one group of people is going.
Okay, so one group of people is going. Here I am trying to run my own contest. Who am I? Who am I to think I could run my own show here?
No,
you tell me what you want me to do, how you want me to give them away. I don't care.
Marco, you're on the Killer Bees ESPN 1470. What's up, Marco?
Joey, I can't believe you're big time at me. I thought you were taking me with you.
Marco, never heard of you, don't know who the heck you are.
Oh, that's wrong.
Marco, who used to produce my show, and I don't know what he's doing now. He's stopped showing up for work, and I think he may be living on the streets of Tampa Bay.
Rob and I hang out a lot more.
But is this like an esoteric phone call where none of the audience knows what the heck you guys are talking about?
Yeah, I'm piped down. This is my.
If they listen, I'm teed off. They know who I am.
Yeah, okay. But I haven't heard one I'm teed off caller yet, so I don't think there's anyone listening because I didn't announce it because I got the call Thursday night to come in.
So no one's listening.
Are you working the I'm teed off show 8 to 10 tomorrow morning right here on 1470 the WHBO?
That's correct.
See, I don't do. In my show, I go WHBO.
Like WNBC.
Wow. How is Pocky doing? He's still on Sewing with Susie?
You know, he was supposed to come in today. I don't know what happened.
Really?
He said he was going to come in and say hi.
Yeah, well, they forget about you when they move up the ladder. You know, people say that all the time, that they're going to come, you know.
No, I talked to him 2 days ago.
Yeah, I'm telling you. They use us. Don't you understand? They use you.
You have to be tough like me as nails.
So how do I use people and get out of the show?
No, you can't. You're a loser. See, losers can't use. Just remember that.